From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. Department of Transportation officially suspended the requirement that livestock haulers use electronic logging devices in their trucks. In 2012, the Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Enhancement Act required drivers of commercial vehicles replace their paper logs with ELDs by December 2017. The National Pork Producers Council requested a waiver from the requirement on behalf of all U.S. livestock sectors and exemption from the regulation. The NPPC applauds the Trump administration and its commitment to U.S. agriculture, marking this a huge win for both U.S. livestock producers and haulers. The government shutdown has stalled progress on President Trump's North American Free Trade Agreement replacement, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. The shutdown halted analysis of the agreement due to the U.S. International Trade Commission closure. The Trade Commission is required to submit the report, which many lawmakers will use to craft their positions on the deal by March 15th. After a lifetime of public service, U.S. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas announced he will not seek re-election to the U.S. Senate in 2020 and retire at the end of this term. The former Senate Ag Committee chair made the announcement in Manhattan, steps from the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. Roberts reflected upon his work in agriculture, the military, economic development, life science research, education, aviation, national security, and much more. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.